look so sad. I know it's over. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Life goes on and the world keeps on turning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Just pretend you love me one more time for the good time. I'll get along, you'll find another. I'll be here should you find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your on my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. And just pretend you love me one more time.
I mentioned Merle Travis a minute ago. When I hadn't been married too long, I bought me an album, they called them. It was a book that had 578 records in it, and there were the pages were like the record slips. And that way you got 10 songs for a pretty good price, and it was a pretty good album that had 10 songs on it, you know. Yeah, and tell you a little, whoa, now don't do that no more. Michael, you gonna come back and pick bass now with me on this last one? And then we'll get Richard up here, my grandson. It's in the key of G and it's called I Am a Pilgrim. I want to say, I'd tell you a little story about a young fella. He's about 8. And he was a fellow that I liked very much, a fellow named Joe Sherwood. And his little grandson was about 8, and he come up and he said, "Grandpa, you want me to give you a ticket to heaven?" And he handed him a slip, and it said a ticket to heaven on one side. And he said, "Now look at the other side." And it says, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And there's the ticket. Now, you know, I don't know how many Christians we have in the audience, but I claim, my claim has been laid on that track that leads up there. And my Savior told me that it was done. So, and I'm going to give my testimony, all of it, in detail, on the stage. And a friend of mine, a good neighbor, Will McNeil, said he had a buddy that said, "You know, I wish Doc wouldn't tell his testimony every time I go to a show. And he said, I don't think I'll go back. And Will said, keep it going, son. Maybe it'll straighten you out. Michael, that train that carried my girl from town done something to one of my strings.